got the radio full volume, doing anything I can to stay awake. Gonna put a few more K's behind me, then I'll pull over for a break. There's a 24-hour servo not too far up ahead. A good strong mug of coffee just might help to clear my head. Thoughts of you. She gave her heart to a man, her soul to the land, and her all for dust and leather. She traded diamonds and lace for dust and leather, marigolds and daffodils, the wildflowers of the desert. The first revealed my Anzac's name and regiment, of course, John Matthew Francis Stewart of Australia's own light horse. It was a letter written from the front, my interest now was keen, and was dated August 7th, 1917. Dear Mum, I'm at Calassus Springs, not far from the Red Sea. They say it's in the Bible, looks like a billabong to me. He could make out Arons and Brahmins, heifers, bulls and steers, strung out across the plain like ships upon an inland sea. He clenched his fists by instinct, tightening on the leather reins. And from the squatter's chair relived those droving days again. In the tail dust of a big mob, heading east from